There's also the fictional U.S.-Mexico border and the comic book imagination of Hector Rodriguez III. He's the creator of El Peso Hero. Volume 9 of the series is out now, and Rodriguez is drawing El Peso Hero in much more realistic border situations. This time, El Peso Hero is on a mission to rescue children from detention centers. Rodriguez, his creator, says that last summer, when the border crisis intensified, he decided he had to update the comic to reflect the new reality for his superhero.
We were trying to tell a story of the realities within the world of El Peso Hero, a little bit more darker. We had the original story had adults within the detention facilities, and I told my artist, you know, hey, you know, it needs to reflect the reality and have kids.
How do you make sure you are accurately reflecting their experiences, like the loneliness and sadness from being separated from family, for example, and just their lives in your comic?
You know, as an educator, you listen. You mean you're as a great educator, you're a good listener, and so you listen to your students, you listen to their parents, and you're involved in the community. And having a pulse has given me a good resource to make sure that their stories are represented respectfully. In this case, they feel very uplifting that there is a superhero within their own culture, their own language, that represents them in a very positive way.
Do your students read El Peso Hero, and what do they think about it?
They feel proud. They feel uplifted. They feel empowered. It's been a very positive effect. And you know, I've gone to recently. I was in Austin, Texas, visiting schools. And one of the students made a connection to one of the covers of El Peso Hero, where she was telling me a very sad story about her mom almost drowning crossing, and how she really loved the cover, that it's told her mom's story.
So for your students, what does El Peso Hero mean to them?
These kids progress through struggle. You know, it's a reflection of their own personal lives in the community. They do follow, you know, the latest Marvel movie and so on, but they never seen Spider-Man eat empanadas, you know, or enchiladas, you know, Mexico, right? And so they love seeing El Peso Hero, you know, reading that he's eating tortas, being part of their own world culture.
Hector, when you were growing up, what comics did you connect with?
Oh, gosh, I listen Spawn, Todd McFarlane's Spawn, you know, African-American vigilante hero. I liked it. Connected to me because it was gritty, and you know, the border area is a cross-cultural bridge, and there's a lot of grays.
You grew up along the border in Texas, yeah?
Right, along the border, Eagle Pass, Texas, and as well as some Mexican historietas comics, you know, El Santo.
Did those comics kind of provide you with characters that, you know, your students today see in El Peso Hero?
You know, it kind of gave me a love for the craft more than anything else. You know, I guess a passion for their maybe one day being a more contemporary hero that spoke to the border culture.
I mean, one of the things I think that'll strike readers about your comic is the style it's in. It's kind of evokes old DC and Marvel comics from the 70s and 80s, but the hero is in pants and a T-shirt and cowboy boots. The only thing that kind of suggests he's a superhero is his gold Peso Hero belt buckle. Why clothe him that way and not the classic spandex and cape kind of thing?
Well, you know, there's actually a conversation in the beginning of issue one where El Peso Hero is being asked that same question. Well, aren't you afraid of reprisals? You know, you don't have a mask. You don't have a cape. Well, El Peso Hero answers back, well, capes are for games and masks are for cowards. And then so in this case, you know, anybody can dress up as El Peso Hero. Their uncle could be El Peso Hero, you know, and especially speaks to the Southwest border culture, blue jeans, boots, you know, just every day.
Makes life easy on Halloween, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, on cosplay, too. So.
So as I said, El Peso Hero is now an established character with a storyline in Volume 9. What was the path to releasing Volume 1, and what kind of reaction did it get when it first came out?
Oh, El Peso Hero started as a webcomic just through its accessibility.
Right.
Summer 2012, making its runs through the conventions. It went viral in Mexico, South America, Italy, Spain, Canada. If you take away El Peso Hero's identity, being Latino, Mexican, Norteño, Spanish speaking, deep down you have a very universal story of somebody doing the best they can under extreme circumstances.
So where does El Peso Hero go from this point on? Like, will his exploits track the news, do you think?
Well, we'll see. You know, it's, I know that it's ever changing, but the realities are very profound in our community, Latinx community. It's a struggle, but you know, there's a lot of grit, a lot of perseverance in the community, and those are very important aspects that need to be shared.
Well, good luck continuing forward, Hector Rodriguez III, the man behind superhero El Peso Hero. Thanks very much. Great to speak with you.
Thank you so much.